Good Tuesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing, sponsored by the Better Medicare Alliance.
And I'm Anna Palmer. If it's possible for Donald Trump to have a drama-free week, this might be it. Congress is gone. He's being widely praised for tapping H.R. McMaster as National Security Advisor. There are no obvious pressure points on the horizon. It's Tuesday. Let's see how far we get. Today, Donald Trump is heading to the Museum of African American History and Culture with Housing and Urban Development Secretary nominee Ben Carson and his wife Candy. Senator Tim Scott, Alveda Celeste King, Ivanka Trump, founding director of the museum Lonnie Bunch, and Secretary of the Smithsonian David Skorkin will also attend.
Here's a dinner party you wish you were a part of. White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus, Chief Strategist Steve Bannon, and Newsmax CEO Chris Ruddy dined at BootCon in Palm Beach on Sunday night. The trio, who were joined by two women, chatted for roughly 3 hours, our sources told us.
Our colleagues Austin Wright and Jeremy Herb have the skinny on a few things you need to know about H.R. McMaster, Trump's new warrior scholar. The two write that McMaster has staked out a decidedly more hawkish position on Russia than Trump and gone out of his way to assert that the war against terrorism must not morph into a war against Islam. McMaster, who is the first active duty military officer to hold the position since Colin Powell, is also considered one of the Army's top intellectuals.
McMaster's appointment was not exactly expected, as Politico's Matt Nussbaum reports. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton called Steve Bannon, Jared Kushner, and Reince Priebus last week to urge them to consider him for the post. Otto Machida, former director of policy implementation for Trump for America, is returning to the lobbying firm Navigators Global. Machida will lead the firm's issues management practice. Jill Biden will officially become the chair of Save the Children's Board of Trustees. She's taking over for Anne Mulcahy, the former CEO of Xerox, who was the chair since 2010.
And something that everyone will be buzzing about today, Uber has hired former Attorney General Eric Holder to investigate sexual harassment claims. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.